The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
All right. We wound up my man, Mr. Weintraub, and he can use it as a drop a little bit later on throughout the show, throughout the year. But we got to get this hour started off right. Get it started off like I started off the morning.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right. We are back. The Pistons are coming back. Too.
What up, Uncle Face?
Detroit is going to get it started.
I'm a fan
for Kane Work. Troy Weaver. John Beeline.
I think I'd rather walk down and get them.
Even Zeke was fired up last night.
Don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Yes, we are.
Rappers swearing their own tongue. But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Hey,
keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Detroit basketball. Ira, you saw, it's the first time you saw my Piston shoes, man.
I want to laugh. So Sam says to me, have you ever seen my Piston shoes? You know I have Lion shoes. You ever seen my Piston shoes? And I'm like, no, I haven't. So he goes, I'll be right back. He sits down with the shoes and he goes, these are my bad boys. And I don't know if he actually calls them the bad boys or if that was just an accidental play on words. But Sam busted out his Piston shoes, which he probably hasn't worn since like 04.
Actually, when we went to every Pistons game we went to a couple
of
years.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I did wear the Pistons shoes. You just got to get in the mood.
Oh, so that's actually great proof to show that you're not superstitious, because otherwise you would have stopped wearing those shoes a long time ago.
But, folks, the Pistons, for the first time in the history of the lottery, they have the number one pick. It was if you missed the moment, I'll let you relive it a little bit before we get to hearing from Troy Weaver. Ben Wallace was the representative for the Detroit Pistons last night. And, oh, did he do his job well.
He boxed out Olajuwon.
He did his job so well, Mr. Weintraub, that henceforth and forevermore, he should be the representative for the Detroit Pistons if they wind up in the lottery again. Mr. Ben Wallace was sitting at the table. Here we go.
The fourth pick in the 2021 NBA draft presented by State Farm goes to the Toronto Raptors. The third pick goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, John Beeline said, take that!
The second pick will be made by the Houston Rockets.
And that's when Sam Webb goes nuts.
Number one pick in the 2021 NBA draft goes to the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
Yes, Ben Wallace. All right, so that means the Pistons are officially on the clock. We could say the pick is in, Ira. The pick is in.
Sam, I got to tell you, the really funny, I guess I got a message from our buddy Eric in South Carolina. He's not the only person that sent messages like this. We have a lot of fans and listeners and friends who are Pistons fans. And when the Pistons get selected for the number one pick in the lottery, their first reaction should be, yes, Pistons. And most people are like, I can't wait to hear Sam. You were their first reaction, Sam.
Hey, because they knew I was going to be fired up. They knew I was going to be fired up.
The great Sam Webb. Well, I think we all know who he is.
Hey, man, when John Beeline, I was fired up. When John, man, I sent John a text. I sent John a text where he got the Pistons job. Because, it was, and we'll get to Troy Weaver. We got plenty of time to get to Troy Weaver. But, funny John's, John's reaction. Because I was like, hey, man, this is big time. Now, when I said they were a train wreck a few years ago, Ira, I wasn't saying that to be petty. I wasn't.
No, to be dissuasive.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Or persuasive to dissuade him from going.
Yeah, I wasn't discouraging him from following a dream. I was just discouraging him from joining, a a bad situation at that time. The situation now, Mr. Weintraub, is so much different. So much different. As I said, I sent him a text. I said, congratulations. So happy for you and Kathleen. And I told him, not knowing, I said, all right, John, don't big time me when I come to games next year. And he's like, hey, man, he sent a nice message. A nice message back. And he said, he ended it by big time you. Never. Never. So I'm going to see John B. Line this year. I'm going to see Timmy Mack this year.
The great Sam Webb. Well, I think we all know who he is.
Hey, man, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party down at LCA. I can't wait. I think it's going to be harder to get tickets, Ira. Harder to get the tickets that we normally get. Like, you could get some really good tickets. You know? Kids could get really spoiled.
Yeah, well, I get that. But Sam, I think you know some people. I think it'll be fine.
We shall see. But anyway, I feel like we've gone long enough in this segment that I don't know if we can still get Troy Weaver in or if we need to push it to the next segment. We get Troy Weaver in now.
No, so, I'm saying we've got to push him.
Okay, got to push him. Push him to the other side. So that's fine. That's fine. As you look around in the draft, there are some dissenting views about who the number one pick should be. I don't know if that is because they think there are better players than Cade Cunningham or better fits than Cade Cunningham. And that doesn't mean that Cade doesn't fit, but it's a question of what do you think of Killian Hayes? And there are some that of the mind that Killian Hayes, when he came back from injury, after some rough patches early on, he was a part of that sort of youthful exuberance that we saw on the court. Isaiah Stewart, Sadiq Bey, who had himself a great rookie season, Saben Lee, but you saw some flashes in there. Now, I'm not saying he's Jason Kidd, but some Jason Kidd-like passes in there. That's who they compared him to because, you know, they say, what did you say? You know, Ace and Kidd because he had no J.
Yep.
And Killian Hayes, I don't know how you put that in on him, but he has no J. He has no J. He had no J when they drafted him. They knew. And you might be on to something. That maybe that's why you bring in John Beilein for Killian Hayes. If you think Killian Hayes is a guy, which some Pistons fans seem to right now, then you like the idea of maybe Evan Mobley. One guy tweeted at me this morning, hopefully the pick is Jalen Green. He didn't even go Jalen Suggs. And I guess I can get that because Jalen Green is a scoring guard. He said this one was from at D Wade 23690. He said, hopefully picking Green. Green is gonna have a better career as a scorer franchise guy. I admit to not seeing a single G League game. I look for G League games, didn't know where to find them.
I actually, you know, it's interesting. I wasn't seeking G League games out, but the write up that you just, I've heard that and read that in a few recent reports. They talk about it's going to be pretty consensus, right? Cade number one, Mobley number two, but maybe it's Green. And there's been conversations about Green being the best offensive player in the draft. And maybe it's not that close, but the question is, if he's the best offensive player of the draft, why is he still not number one? What are the holes in the game?
Hey, man, I just think that you have more versatility. If there's a difference, just the look of Jalen Green that we saw in high school, you know, I would just say the versatility. You could legitimately play. I mean, one, two, three, on the wing with Cade Cunningham, you aren't asking Jalen Green to run your team. Cade Cunningham is a legitimate floor leader. He's a legitimate floor general. And I would not be discouraged by him not being labeled as a two. Even if you like Killian Hayes and you think Killian Hayes is your point guard of the future, that does not, I don't think that excludes or prohibits, you know, you from taking Cade Cunningham is versatile enough to play off the ball. Or, hey, maybe you incorporate some two-guard attack a la John Beilein. You have him in-house, right? Hey, come on, man. Well, we can both eat now. Killian Hayes needs to be able to shoot the basketball better. Maybe that's coming. And maybe they think that it, but my point is, just because you have Killian Hayes, and even if you believe Killian Hayes is the guy of the future, you still take Cade Cunningham. You still take Cade Cunningham because you can do more with him. Because, you know, to me, I know it's only 1 year. I just was never – it wasn't a pick. The Killian Hayes pick wasn't one that enthused me. It wasn't one that excited me, and we came after the draft and said that I was fired up about Isaiah Stewart. Was extremely excited about Sadiq Bey. Like, I had questions, and granted, it wasn't necessarily fair to judge him on an abbreviated season. You know, he missed half the year with that hip injury. So the jury is legitimately still out on all these guys, and more so on him because he didn't play as much as the other rookies. But, man, I am not passing up on it. Let's say Cade Cunningham came and didn't work out, which I find, you know, I think he's at least going to be a good pro. Question is with him, is he going to be good or is he going to be great? I think there is very little chance that you mess this up. Very little chance of messing this up. His floor, in my opinion, is he will be a good pro. Number one overall pick. The question is, can he be great? Some of the other guys, man, I just don't know. I just don't know that floor is as high. So that's the other thing. Even if you think Jalen Green has greater upside than Cade Cunningham, and I guess, Ira, according to some of the things you read, some people think that. What do they think of Jalen Green's floor relative to Cade Cunningham? And that's the thing. Cade Cunningham has the highest floor of any player in this draft. That alone, to me, further justifies the pick. We'll see what they do. I think the only way they don't take Cade Cunningham is if they trade out of the pick. And you're going to have to come with something huge in order to get them to not do that. We have our guy. We have the number one pick. Can you believe it? Got this tweet from Theus313 this morning. And he said, Sam, I'm so amped. But in the same breath, I'm so sad that I'm so excited that this is what we have to get excited for. Hey, man, look, this is where we are. And no use in sulking or moping. Let's see our way out. There's a little light at the end of the tunnel because Ira asked this question a couple of months ago. He said, man, who's the star in Detroit? And it was a question I hadn't pondered. It's like, you know, there isn't one. I mean, is it Dylan Larkin? Might you say Casey Mize now? I mean, who are you pointing to?
The closest was an expiring Miguel Cabrera, right? He's still a superstar, but he's based on name and reputation, but he's beyond, obviously, his career is at the tail end. He's reaching for numbers now. There's nobody in their prime. And that's the thing about Casey Mize. Like, he's not in his prime. Dylan Larkin's not in his prime. They're not there yet. That doesn't mean that Cade Cunningham is in his prime, but you immediately get a first-round pick in the NBA draft. That generally becomes a face of a franchise and a face of a city pretty quickly.
Yeah, man. So this is this sports market is starving for a piece like this, a face like this, a name like this, the number one overall pick. You don't even have to be a Pistons fan to be fired up about that. And that's going to get some butts in the seats. I mean, you know, John Beilein. Being around was going to command some more Michigan fans coming around, right? Even the wife was like, oh, John's going to be there? Oh, yeah. Are we going to see him when we go to the game? I said, honey, it doesn't really work. Like, we can't walk in the building and say, oh, yeah, John Beilein. doesn't really work like that, right? Especially now that there's going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah, but you know what happens when John Beilein sees you?
The great Sam Webb. Well, I think we all know who he is.
We will definitely catch up with John Beilein at some point. Over at LCA. But we're going to hear from Troy Weaver on the other side. Pistons GM talked about getting the number one overall pick, how this expedites the rebound, this expedites the rebuild, this expedites the comeback, getting the number one overall pick. We will hear from Troy Weaver on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.